What if the price of clean hydrogen, the fuel everyone says is too expensive, suddenly dropped by over 80%? This week, reports of naturally occurring hydrogen for less than $1 a kilogram are shaking up the energy world. At the same time, China's hydrogen vehicle market just fell off a cliff, dropping by 97% in a matter of weeks. We're going to untangle what this volatility means for you. Welcome to Troy Technical Intelligence, your weekly strategic briefing for manufacturing, trading, and technology. I'm Susie. The theme this week is hydrogen's great convergence. We're seeing a flood of new technology breakthroughs and massive government funding, all aimed at crushing production costs. But we're also seeing a harsh reality check from the market, especially in Asia. With me, as always, is our expert analyst, Troy. Troy, it feels like we're moving from theoretical potential to real-world price wars and project execution.
That's exactly right, Susie. The key transition we're tracking, confirmed by S&P Global this week, is the shift from planning to execution. Global capacity is projected to double in 2026. This isn't about pilots anymore. It's about industrial scale. Today, we'll dissect the frantic race to lower the cost of hydrogen, look at the major projects now getting built in the U.S. and Europe, and analyze the critical and contradictory signals coming out of China.
Let's start with that all-important number, the cost. We hear a lot of targets, but what's the real story this week?
The story is fragmentation and potential disruption. We have three distinct pathways emerging. First, the government-backed target. The U.S. Department of Energy is holding firm to its goal of $2 per kilogram by 2026, backed by $62 million for 20 new projects. Second, we have a technology breakthrough. Researchers at the University of Birmingham in the UK have developed a perovskite catalyst that produces hydrogen from industrial waste heat at just 150 to 500 degrees Celsius. They're calling it thermal hydrogen.
Okay, using waste heat sounds like a big win for factories. But you mentioned a third pathway?
This is the one to watch. Natural, or white hydrogen. It's generated continuously through geological processes, and early estimates put extraction costs at less than $1 per kilogram. This isn't a fringe idea anymore. The U.S. Air Force just launched an initiative with Hyterra and other partners to explore it as a power source for its bases. Compared to green hydrogen at $3.50 to $6 today, this is a potential game changer.
So, for a U.S. or a European manufacturer considering a switch to hydrogen, what does this chaotic cost landscape mean?
It means the source of your hydrogen is now a critical strategic decision. The Birmingham University technology could enable on-site production, turning a waste product, heat, into a valuable fuel, dramatically lowering operational expenditure. However, the prospect of sub-$1 natural hydrogen creates significant uncertainty. Committing to a 10-year high-priced green hydrogen offtake agreement today could be a major strategic error if cheap natural hydrogen becomes available.
And for trading companies and distributors, where should they be looking?
They need to add geologists to their contact lists. They should be tracking the progress of natural hydrogen explorers like Mantle-8, which just raised $34 million. The entire sourcing map could be redrawn. Proximity to these new geological sources could become more important than proximity to a wind farm.
So, what's the actionable insight for executives right now?
Model your decarbonization roadmaps with a wide range of hydrogen input costs, from $1 to $5 per kilogram. For manufacturers with significant waste heat, steel, cement, chemicals, begin immediate evaluation of thermal hydrogen potential for on-site production. And most importantly, avoid getting locked into long-term fixed-price offtake agreements until the supply landscape becomes clearer.
It's one thing for costs to come down in a lab, Troy, but are we seeing these projects actually get built at scale? Is the steel going into the ground?
Yes, decisively. The Hydrogen Council and S&P Global both reported this week that the sector is shifting from planning to execution. We've seen over 2.1 gigawatts of electrolyzer capacity commissioned since 2025 alone. A prime example is Plug Power, which just announced its final investment decision, or FID, for a 30-megawatt green hydrogen project in Barrow, UK. Construction is starting. This isn't a press release about a future plan. It's a funded, commercial project.
What does a project like that mean for a local industry?
It has a direct, tangible impact. The Barrow project will supply Kimberly-Clark's manufacturing facility, cutting its natural gas consumption by up to 50% and offsetting over 18,000 tons of CO2 annually. That's a powerful case study for any industrial firm. In the UK, this is being driven by policy. ITM Power just secured £86.5 million in government funding to build a new 1-gigawatt Kronos electrolyzer gigafactory.
So how can U.S. and European manufacturers capitalize on this momentum?
They need to secure their place as anchor customers for these emerging hydrogen hubs. The Kimberly-Clark deal is the model. Look at the 11 projects funded under the UK's first hydrogen allocation round, or the 20 projects the US DOE is funding. These are the future supply centers. Engaging with them now means you can shape the infrastructure and secure favorable long-term pricing.
What about for trading and logistics companies? This sounds like a whole new supply chain being built from scratch.
Exactly, and it's global. Canada's North Atlantic Refining just got conditional environmental approval for a massive wind-to-hydrogen project aiming to produce 30,000 tons annually for export. Australia's Hydrogen Head Start program is shortlisting major projects to supply green steel partners in Japan and South Korea. For Western traders, the actionable is to build relationships with these new Canadian and Australian production hubs to secure the transatlantic and trans-Pacific supply lines of tomorrow.
So the key action for executives?
Map the projects in your operational regions that have reached FID or have secured government funding. These are the most de-risked opportunities. Instruct your procurement and business development teams to open partnership discussions with the developers, like Protium in the UK or MAE in Chile, which just got approval for its $2.5 billion project. Don't wait for the plant to be operational.
Troy, we can't talk about global supply chains and hardware without turning to China. What are the signals from there this week? They seem very mixed.
Mixed is an understatement, Susie. The signals are starkly contradictory and carry a major warning for the West. On one hand, China has made a stunning technological leap. As of May 29th, its first domestically produced 5-ton-per-day hydrogen liquefaction facility is operational. Crucially, it uses over 40% less energy than conventional processes, which dramatically cuts the cost of storing and transporting liquid hydrogen.
That sounds like a major competitive threat for Western equipment makers. What's the contradiction?
The contradiction is in their domestic market. While their industrial hardware capability surges ahead, their fuel cell vehicle market just collapsed. After peaking at over 3,500 sales in December 2025, it plummeted to under 100 units in early 2026.
A 97% drop? What happened?
The year-end subsidies expired. It proves the demand was entirely artificial, propped up by the government. This creates a dangerous situation for Western companies. China is mastering the production of critical low-cost hardware like liquefaction plants and advanced electrolyzers from firms like Hyve-Sinopower, but they lack a robust domestic market to absorb it.
So the obvious next step is to export that hardware, putting massive price pressure on US and European tech providers like Plug Power or ITM Power.
Precisely. That is the number one competitive threat. For U.S. and European manufacturers of hydrogen technology, the window to achieve cost parity is closing faster than anyone anticipated.
What does this mean for Western trading companies? Is this a sourcing opportunity?
It's a high-risk, high-reward opportunity. Sourcing a liquefaction module or even PEM fuel cells from a Chinese supplier like Hyve-Sinopower could provide a significant cost advantage. However, questions around quality, reliability, and intellectual property protection are significant. The key is to begin due diligence now. You don't want to be the first to try, but you can't afford to be the last to know.
So what is the most critical action for Western executives based on this China intelligence?
Update your competitive analysis immediately. Task your technology and sourcing teams with a deep-dive technical assessment of Chinese hydrogen hardware, specifically in liquefaction and electrolyzers. You need to benchmark their price and performance against Western suppliers to understand the true threat and opportunity. This is no longer a future problem. It's a 2026 problem.
Troy, an incredible amount of information this week. Can you distill it down into 3 strategic takeaways for our listeners?
Certainly. First, the cost of hydrogen is not a single number. It's a volatile and fractured landscape. Breakthroughs in thermal hydrogen from waste heat and the disruptive potential of sub-$1 natural hydrogen mean that strategic flexibility is paramount. Do not lock your company into a single technology or supply path.
Okay, flexibility is key. What's the second takeaway?
Second, the industry has hit an execution inflection point. Final investment decisions are being made, and gigafactories are being funded, particularly in the UK and US. Projects in Canada and Australia are solidifying export-scale supply chains. Clean hydrogen is transitioning from a line on a balance sheet to a physical commodity you can procure.
And the third, which sounds like the most urgent?
Third, China represents a dual threat. Its domestic market is fragile and subsidy-driven, but its industrial hardware capability is advancing at a blistering pace. This will lead to an export push of low-cost, high-tech hydrogen equipment that will pressure Western manufacturers and create complex sourcing decisions for everyone else.
And what are the three recommended actions for executives to consider now?
1. Diversify your hydrogen strategy. Your financial and operational models must account for a wide range of potential hydrogen prices, from $1 to $5. 2. Engage directly. Identify the funded projects in your key regions and begin partnership discussions now to secure future supply. 3. Initiate a China hardware assessment. You must understand the capabilities and cost structure of Chinese competitors and potential suppliers. This is essential competitive intelligence.
Troy, thank you for clarifying a very complex and fast-moving landscape. That's all the time we have for this week's briefing. We hope this analysis gives you the edge you need to navigate the week ahead.
My pleasure, Susie.
Join us again next week for Troy Technical Intelligence. To make sure you don't miss it, please subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Thank you for listening.